Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Ace. Describe a time when you faced an unexpected problem. In the IELTS speaking test, candidates often encounter questions that require them to recall personal experiences. One such topic is describe a time when you faced an unexpected problem. This article will guide you through answering this question effectively, providing sample responses and valuable tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you faced an unexpected problem, is a common theme in IELTS Speaking Part 2. It tests your ability to narrate a personal experience, express emotions, and describe problem-solving skills. This topic has appeared frequently in past IELTS exams and is likely to remain relevant in future tests. IELTS Speaking Test Structure. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions related to problems and challenges. Here's a sample question with a suggested answer. Question: how do you usually handle unexpected problems? Band 6-7. Answer: I try to stay calm when facing unexpected issues. First, I take a deep breath and think about possible solutions. Then I usually ask for help from friends or family if needed. Band 8-9. Answer: when confronted with unforeseen challenges, I endeavor to maintain my composure. My approach typically involves assessing the situation objectively, brainstorming potential solutions, and if necessary, seeking input from trusted individuals with relevant expertise. I find that this systematic method helps me navigate through difficulties more effectively. Part 2. Long Turn. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you faced an unexpected problem. You should say, what the problem was, when and where it happened, how you solved it, and explain how you felt about this experience. Band 6-7. Sample Answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I faced an unexpected problem during a camping trip last summer. My friends and I had planned a weekend getaway in the mountains, about 100 kilometers from our city. We arrived at the campsite on Friday evening and set up our tents. However, on Saturday morning, we woke up to find that our food supplies had been raided by some wild animals overnight. This was a major setback, as we had planned to stay for 2 more days and nights. We were in a remote area with no shops nearby. To solve this problem, we first checked what food was left and rationed it. Then, we decided to split into 2 groups. One group stayed at the campsite while the other hiked to the nearest town, which was about 10 kilometers away, to buy more supplies. I was part of the group that went to town. It took us about 3 hours to get there and back, but we managed to buy enough food for the rest of our trip. When we returned, everyone was relieved and we were able to continue our camping adventure. This experience taught me the importance of being prepared for unexpected situations. I felt a mix of emotions throughout this ordeal. Initially frustrated and worried, but ultimately proud of how we worked together to overcome the challenge. It made our camping trip more memorable and strengthened our friendships. Band 8-9. Sample Answer. I'd like to recount an instance when I encountered an unforeseen predicament during a meticulously planned camping expedition last summer. My companions and I had organized a weekend retreat in the mountains, approximately 100 kilometers from our urban dwelling. We arrived at our designated campsite on Friday evening and efficiently erected our tents. However, we were rudely awakened on Saturday morning to discover that our carefully packed food provisions had been pillaged by local wildlife overnight. This unexpected turn of events posed a significant challenge, as we had intended to remain in this remote location for 2 more days and nights. The nearest settlement was a considerable distance away, and we found ourselves in a precarious situation with limited resources. To address this dilemma, we first conducted a thorough inventory of our remaining supplies and implemented a strict rationing system. Subsequently, we made the executive decision to divide our group. One faction remained at the campsite to secure our belongings and conserve energy, while the other, myself included, embarked on a grueling 10-kilometer hike to the nearest town to replenish our provisions. The journey to and from the town was arduous and time-consuming, taking approximately 3 hours. Nevertheless, we successfully procured sufficient supplies to sustain us for the remainder of our excursion. Upon our return, The palpable relief among our group was evident, and we were able to resume our outdoor adventure with renewed vigor. This experience served as a poignant reminder of the importance of contingency planning when venturing into the wilderness. Throughout this ordeal, I experienced a gamut of emotions. Initial frustration and concern gave way to a sense of pride in our collective problem-solving abilities. Ultimately, this unexpected challenge enhanced the memorability of our trip and fortified the bonds of friendship within our group. In retrospect, I believe this incident honed my adaptability and resourcefulness in the face of unforeseen circumstances. It underscored the value of teamwork and maintaining composure under pressure, skills that have proven invaluable in both personal and professional contexts. Follow-up questions. How did this experience change your approach to future camping trips? What skills do you think are most important when dealing with unexpected problems? Band 6 to 7 answer. This experience made me more careful about planning future camping trips. I now always pack extra food and keep it in secure containers. I think being calm and creative are important skills when dealing with unexpected problems. Band 8-9. This experience fundamentally altered my approach to outdoor excursions. I now meticulously prepare for various contingencies, including securing our provisions in wildlife-resistant containers and carrying emergency rations. Moreover, I've learned to thoroughly research our camping locations, identifying nearby resources and potential hazards. Regarding essential skills for tackling unexpected issues, I believe adaptability and critical thinking are paramount. The ability to remain composed under pressure and rapidly assess a situation allows for more effective problem solving. Additionally, effective communication and teamwork are crucial, as collaborative efforts often yield the most innovative solutions to unforeseen challenges. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions with suggested answers. Q. How do you think technology has changed the way people solve unexpected problems? Band 6 to 7. Answer. Technology has made it easier to solve many unexpected problems. We can quickly search for solutions online or use apps to help us. For example, if your car breaks down, you can use your phone to call for help or find directions to the nearest mechanic. Band 8-9. Answer. Technology has revolutionized our approach to problem solving in numerous ways. The ubiquity of smartphones and internet connectivity has given us unprecedented access to information and resources. This allows for rapid problem identification and the ability to crowdsource solutions through online forums or social media platforms. Moreover, advanced algorithms and artificial intelligence are increasingly being employed to predict and prevent potential issues before they arise. For instance, in the realm of healthcare, wearable devices can now detect anomalies in vital signs, potentially alerting users to health problems before they become critical. However, it's worth noting that our increasing reliance on technology can sometimes hinder our ability to think creatively or solve problems independently. There's a risk of becoming overly dependent on digital solutions, potentially atrophying our innate problem-solving skills. Therefore, while technology undoubtedly offers powerful tools for addressing unexpected challenges, it's crucial to maintain a balance and cultivate our own critical thinking abilities. Do you think younger generations are better equipped to handle unexpected problems compared to older generations? Why or why not? Band 6-7. Answer. I think both younger and older generations have their strengths when it comes to handling unexpected problems. Younger people might be quicker to use technology to find solutions, while older people often have more life experience to draw from. It really depends on the specific problem. Band 8-9 answer. The question of generational aptitude in handling unexpected problems is multifaceted and defies simplistic generalizations. Each generation brings unique strengths to the table when confronting unforeseen challenges. Younger generations, having grown up in a rapidly evolving technological landscape, often demonstrate remarkable adaptability and digital literacy. Their familiarity with cutting-edge tools and platforms can facilitate quick access to information and resources, potentially expediting problem-solving processes. Moreover, their exposure to diverse perspectives through global connectivity may foster more innovative approaches to challenges. Conversely, older generations possess a wealth of life experience and historical context that can be invaluable when facing unexpected issues. Their seasoned judgment and ability to draw parallels from past events can lead to more measured and pragmatic solutions. Additionally, they may have developed resilience and emotional intelligence through years of navigating various life challenges. Ultimately, I believe the most effective problem solving occurs when intergenerational collaboration is embraced. By synergizing the technological savvy of younger individuals with the wisdom and experience of older generations, we can create a more comprehensive and nuanced approach to tackling unexpected problems. This cross-generational exchange not only enhances our collective problem-solving capabilities, but also promotes mutual understanding and respect between age groups. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, incorporate sophisticated vocabulary and phrases into your responses. Here are some examples. Unforeseen circumstances, Unfumstints, noun phrase, unexpected situations or conditions. Example, the unforeseen circumstances of the pandemic forced many businesses to adapt quickly. To improvise, imp verb, to create and perform spontaneously without preparation. Example, when our original plan fell through, we had to improvise a new solution on the spot. To think on one's feet, idiom, to react quickly and effectively to an unexpected situation. Example, in customer service, you often need to think on your feet to resolve complaints. To rise to the occasion, to successfully deal with a difficult situation. Example, despite the challenges, the team rose to the occasion and completed the project on time. Adaptability, dubility, noun, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, in today's fast-paced world, adaptability is a crucial skill for success. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing unexpected problems, practice narrating personal experiences fluently and coherently. Use a varied vocabulary to describe emotions, actions, and outcomes. Showcase your problem-solving skills by explaining your thought process and actions. Maintain good eye contact with the examiner and use natural hand gestures to enhance your communication. Reflect on the experience and what you learned from it to demonstrate critical thinking. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about having perfect grammar, but about communicating your ideas effectively and engagingly. For more tips on handling difficult situations in IELTS speaking, check out our article on describing a time when you had to deal with a difficult situation at work. Additionally, to improve your ability to think quickly under pressure, read our guide on describing a time when you had to think quickly to solve a problem. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle any unexpected problem that comes your way in the IELTS speaking test.